This is WUIS Public Radio. I'm Bob Meyer, and in the next couple of minutes or so, we're going to preview the upcoming broadcast season of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra with a new host and creator of these broadcasts. It's Yona Stamatis, Assistant Professor of Ethnomusicology here in the music department at UIS. Also, not just behind the microphone, but actually on the stage during many of these performances on violin. Yona, thanks for joining us. Thanks for helping us bring the Illinois Symphony broadcasts to our audience. I know you've put a lot of work into this. We greatly appreciate that. And since we put all the work into it, let's let folks know what they can expect and look forward to. So you want to take it away and kind of give us a preview of the, I think, 8 weeks to come.
Well, this was truly a vibrant season. We begin with the Holidays in the Heartland concert, a wonderful concert of holiday songs, both featuring Thanksgiving-themed music and beloved songs like John Rutter's Good Ale and Food, Glorious Food from Oliver, the musical.
In some ways to look back at the holiday season, which is now in the rearview mirror, but to carry us through the winter.
Yes, indeed.
As we look forward to spring.
To get us through the snow.
That sounds terrific.
Indeed.
What's next?
Next is the Centennial Celebration Concert, centered around the topic of musical inspiration. So we listened to a number of short, well-known works that inspired other composers to write new works based on those shorter works.
Hmm.
For example, the incidental music to Abdelazar by Henry Purcell, which inspired the famous Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra by Benjamin Britten.
So connections to connections there.
Indeed,
great.
Indeed. And next, Britten's Beauty Concert, featuring a program of English composers. This concert was performed by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra, which is a smaller group of members from the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, featuring another work by Benjamin Britten, his Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings, Opus 31, and a piece by Gerald Finzi, a composer who I believe has not received due recognition for his talents. We will hear his Romance, Opus 11.
Okay, intro to Finzi for some folks.
Yes, indeed.
And what else do we have on the table?
We have the Magical Masters Concert, another program by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra, featuring guest conductor and harpsichord player Nicholas McGeegan, a highly regarded Baroque music specialist. And this concert includes instrumental music from the Baroque era.
So wonderful. We have that to look forward to, and that's not all.
That is not all, indeed. We're just getting started. We've got next the Shimmering Shakespeare Concert, which was part of a larger collaboration of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra with members of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, who joined the orchestra as soloists. And next, the Powerful Promise Concert, a concert built around the theme of anticipation. The first piece on the program, Spring's Promise by John Astacio, is a piece composed or set in the dead of winter, and it's all about anticipating the arrival of spring.
All right, what else can we look forward to?
We can look forward to the Incredible Illusions Concert, another concert by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra that features another soloist from the Silk Road Ensemble, Wu Man, who is a virtuoso pipa player, and the pipa is a traditional Chinese instrument, a plucked lute with a varying number of frets, and she will perform the solo part in the Concerto for Pipa and String Orchestra by Tan Dun, and many audience members will recognize the pipa as the stereotypical traditional Chinese instrument that we hear in movies and film soundtracks.
Okay, how do you spell pipa?
It's P-I-P-A.
Oh, well, that's pipa. Just like it sounds.
Yes,
all right,
indeed.
We can look forward to that.
Yes, and finally, the last concert of this season, the Lincoln's Legacy Concert, featuring two major works by and about towering figures from history, the famous Lincoln Portrait by American composer Aaron Copland, composed in World War II as part of a patriotic war effort. And the piece features both American folk songs and also a narrator reading excerpts of Lincoln's documents, like the Gettysburg Address. And the orchestra was joined by Catherine Harris, Director of Library Services for the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, which is a real treat.
Absolutely, and very timely when we bring the broadcast coming up upon the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's passing.
Yes, so. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
And that'll round out the series of broadcasts from last season of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra.
Yes.
And this season, proceeding apace. So go support the symphony and enjoy the music live at the Sangamon Auditorium and at the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts, and join us for the broadcasts here on WUIS of last season's performances. They're going to start on Saturday night, and they'll run every Saturday night for the next 8 weeks. 2 hours of great music with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, Saturday nights beginning at 7 o'clock with your host, Yona Stamatis. Thanks, Yona.
Thank you for having me.